will begin by talking about what I mean by these words, ideology of class. We're going to ask, how are the unlearning or anti-various isms, racism, sexism, classism, ideologies of class? How is nonviolence education an ideology of class, or localism? I believe these things not only create an illusory so-called enlightened, because as George Eliot should have learned us by now, our deeds determine us as much as we determine our deeds. As I was bringing up the music for this show, I was listening to what was playing over these airwaves, Berkeley Liberation Radio, and he was talking about the attempted coup against Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the revelations of Smedley, General Smedley Butler. And what he was saying almost exactly as I, you know, started bringing up the music was that when he was in the military, he had no thoughts at all. He put his thought process on hold. And it was only when he disconnected from that machine that he began to think. Well, what we haven't sufficiently credited is that that's what work does, not just what work in the military does. That's what work overall does. It puts our thought process on hold. And when we accept others telling us what our work is, that's, I think, the most relevant meaning for us right now of George Eliot's words. Our deeds determine us as much as we determine our deeds. They shape us no matter what we may tell ourselves. So if you think the deeds you do for the system don't determine you, I think you may be mistaken. They craft a you that serves a made world, made specifically for making use of life, and side you with the cause of death, despite what you might otherwise want to believe. Last week, we quoted Eric Fromm's words, "Everyone wants to be loved, but no one wants to be loving." And we quoted Alice Miller, who said that a turning point came for folks in therapy with her when they realized that their authentic selves were never loved. And we quoted Bentham, who said that we can only believe a thing if that belief is confirmed by the people around us without exception. And today we're going to talk about this need to construct a network of people around us who we hope will confirm a belief that we are loved. That is to say, a tribe. Now, I believe if freedom is our goal, we must own the globe. So our love of self must be rooted in the all and not in a tribe based in me and mine, a reverent belief in a notion of exclusivity. Power likes that notion very well, as it fits so nicely in its manufactured hell. And power itself suffers from this mindset. It's at base the notion that it's not us who are the problem, it's those others out there, the not us who make the messes and the havoc. And if we could but destroy their ability to touch us, our beauty and perfection can shine, thrive, and the sun will rise for us alone and not the not us. Repeatedly, during the course of these various shows, repeatedly I ask, what is our goal? And if freedom, and De Grazia told us, freedom from necessity is the only authentic definition of freedom. If freedom is our goal, what is freedom premised on? Can your narrow tribe alone provide the good life? Or does that take the globe, require the all of us, the we, to once for all end lust for power and usher in the day when reverence reigns?